reading from the book of Amos. Hear this, you who trample upon the needy and destroy the poor of the land. When will the new moon be over, you ask, that we may sell our grain, and the Sabbath that we may display the wheat? We will diminish the containers for measuring, add to the weights, and fix our scales for cheating. We will buy the lowly man for silver and the poor man for a pair of sandals. Even the refuge of the wheat we will sell. On that day, says the Lord God, I will make the sun set at midday and cover the earth with darkness in broad daylight. I will turn your feasts into mourning and all your songs into lamentations. I will cover the loins of all with sackcloth and make every head bald. I will make them mourn as for an only son, bring their day to a bitter end. Yes, the days are coming, says the Lord God, when I will send famine upon the land, not a famine of bread or thirst for water, but for hearing the word of the Lord. Then shall they wander from sea to sea and rove from the north to the east in search of the word of the Lord, but they shall not find it. The word of the Lord. One does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. One does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Blessed are they who observe his decrees, who seek him with all their heart. With all their heart I seek you. With all my heart I seek you. Let me not stray from your commands. One does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. My soul is consumed with longing for your ordinances at all times. The way of truth I have chosen. I have set your ordinances before me. One does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Behold, I long for your precepts, and your justice give me life. I gasp with open mouth in my yearning for your commands. One does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. As Jesus passed by, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the customs post. And he said to him, "Follow me." And he got up and he followed him. While he was at table in his house, many tax collectors and sinners came and sat with Jesus and his disciples. The Pharisees saw this and said to his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" He heard this and said, "Those who are well do not need a physician, but the sick do. Go and learn the meaning of the words, 'I desire mercy, not sacrifice. I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners.'" The Gospel of the Lord. So we see a big difference between the Old and New Testament. The Old Testament today, we talk about people like Matthew, who was a tax collector, but the only thing they were concerned about was money, like Matthew. And God says to them, "You're going to get it. Enough. I've had enough. You're going to die. You're going to have darkness come upon you. Now you're going to get it. And then you're going to yearn for God's my word, but you're not going to receive it." So here he is in the Old Testament. Then you see Jesus dealing with one of these type people. And we want to sit there and, yeah, let's get him, let's get him. Old Testament. Again, it's the same God, but now Christ goes deeper. And so Jesus comes and he calls him to follow him. He doesn't condemn him. And then Matthew, gospel writer, apostle, saint. God calls us the same way. He meets us where we're at, and then he calls us to intimacy with him, to conversion, to change our life. And then he comes and redeems us. And so we all get that. We all love that. We all sit there and say, "Thank you, Jesus, that you would do that for me." And he says, "You like what I did for you? I love what you did for me. Good. Now do the same for others." Aww. Really? Really? So if you like what he did for you, do the same for others. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let us stand and let us pray.